Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. But today we're going to take a little bit of a different angle and talk about what the cultural impact and differences are between movies of the past and movies of today.
Yes, I think that's a fascinating subject. When you think of the Depression era in the 1930s, people were in soup lines, there were no jobs, and what kind of films were being made? Films that portrayed glamour, wealth. You think of Greta Garbo in The Grand Hotel, Jean Harlow in Dinner at Eight. These were all wealthy people living extravagant lives. The people watching the films were not doing well at all financially.
Right. It was giving them a fantasy world that
yes.
they could escape from reality.
Right.
And I think the movies today do the same thing, but in a quite different way.
How so?
Well, today we are dominated by fantasy, but the fantasy is superheroes and comic books, and these adaptations give young people the chance to escape their reality and go into a world that is completely different from what they experience on a day-to-day basis.
Well, would you say then that the role of movies is to provide distraction?
It is, but it's a different demographic, I'm afraid. Today, it's a much younger audience, and instead of the movies about the wealthy and the 1%, we're seeing movies about superheroes and criminals and action.
Action. And yet, when we look at our political situation and the simple answers given to very complicated subjects, challenges, it is sort of like a comic book storyline.
Bottom line is today's movies are mostly not for adults.
I would agree.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.